This is episode 1005. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome back to part 3 of our 7-part series on how to manage anxiety. Now, if you're just joining us, no worries, you haven't missed anything. You can go back and listen to the previous 2 episodes we've released, and you can certainly listen to this episode and get everything you need. So the episodes don't necessarily follow any sequence. In each episode, I share a different meditation technique that you can use, whether you're seated meditating or whether you are out and about in your day encountering stress. And this is often where you most likely will use many of the techniques I share with you. So I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and the techniques are always customized around a theme that you can explore in depth so you can master a particular quality in your life. And as I mentioned, our theme this week is how to manage anxiety with meditation techniques. Now, you may be here because you are experiencing anxiety. And one of the best ways to release anxiety in your mind and body is with your breath, the power of your breath. Your breath and your mental state are interconnected. So when you're nervous and anxious, you notice that you breathe a little more shallowly. Your heart beats faster. And you notice if you're calm, you breathe more deeply and more slowly. Your heart rate is slower. Your body attunes itself to your breath. It's a beautiful rhythm. And so I'm going to share with you a breathing technique to help you do that today. Now, this is a technique that you can do before you sit down to meditate, because I do this technique every time I do sit down to meditate. It is an energization technique. Now, that might seem kind of odd if you're trying to reduce anxiety. Why would you want to energize your body? Well, you'll see what I mean very quickly after I guide you through a round of this breathing technique. In fact, you might not even want to do any more rounds of this breathing technique, although I do encourage you to do at least 3 rounds of it. The reason you might not want to go into any more rounds of this technique is because you're going to feel so relaxed. You might not want to leave that state. So you'll see what I mean in a moment. So for now, you may be getting ready to meditate or out walking around or going to bed. You might be getting ready to fall asleep. To do this technique, you can do it sitting, standing, seated. You're going to inhale sharply through your nose and tense your body simultaneously. Really squeeze and tense your muscles. You're going to count to 3, just 3 counts as you hold this breath. And then you're going to exhale through your mouth, letting go of your breath in that long whoosh sound, and at the same time letting go of the tension in your body. And I'll mention that this is a breathing technique that's adapted from a very popular breathing technique that I have shared on the podcast as well, by Paramahansa Yogananda. He was from India, and he was one of the first people to come to the West. In his case, he came to the United States and started teaching people how to meditate and how to do yoga. And so he thought that in the West, we have a more yang type of nature. We have a lot of energy. That makes it hard for many of us to focus, and anxiety can become a lifestyle. Well, he, coming from India, especially in about the early 1900s, late 1800s is when he came over. He came from a more yin country of India. And so he thought that the West would be fantastic with these meditation techniques and yoga because we have so much energy. And to many people's surprise, meditation takes energy. It takes your focus and your energy. It's incredibly dynamic. And if you've been listening for a while, you'll know that there's no zoning out when you're sitting on your meditation cushion or in your chair. You are actively, dynamically engaged in your meditation, monitoring how you're doing, using techniques, and then you do go into your own inner stillness. But even at that point, you're going back and forth from wandering thoughts to a technique to help refocus your thoughts, and then back into stillness. And then this is a cycle that goes on and on. And every day you sit down is a different experience. So as you do this breathing technique, take it into your meditation after I guide you through one round. Take it into your own meditation and do several more rounds, at least two more. And then go into your own inner stillness. So if you're seated with your spine straight, inhale sharply through your nose. Tense your whole body. Squeeze your muscles. Engage yourself. Really squeeze. One, two, three. Exhale through your mouth, letting go simultaneously of the tension in your muscles. Notice how you feel. Do you notice that engagement? Do you notice how calm you feel after you engage yourself so dynamically? Now, I know you might want to stay here, but I encourage you to do two more of these breaths as you do your meditation today. I do this breath every single time I sit down to meditate. And if you'd like to know how to meditate or go deeper into your meditation, I do share a brand new 30-minute guided meditation every day at my subscription site at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find a journal to go along with each weekly series so you can explore the topic in depth, and a slowdown guide that's very handy that you can refer to throughout the week so you remember, what was that breathing technique? What was that affirmation? And you also get a community of other meditators just like you, plus access to over 1,000 meditations, all for... it averages out to about 50 cents a day, and you get 2 weeks free if you'd like to try it. So again, my website, sipandom.com. And for now, go into your meditation, making sure to experience your own inner stillness after you do the technique. And one more thing, if you like this series, and you like these meditation techniques, I would love it if you would leave me a rating and review over at iTunes. This means a lot to me because it helps others find the meditations so they can benefit from them, just like I hope you are. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.
Mm-hmm.